Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, David Lombardi, The Athletic, put it at over 80%.
Yeah.
The chances of Brandon Ayuk still being on the team Thursday night when we go night-night.
And I'm so glad that we had a chance to speak to him, because the way he breaks it down, and forget my love for his sink analogy, although I do think it's really good.
Strong.
And you can picture the filling and the draining and all the rest of it, but the way a cash flush team like the Niners can kind of skirt the salary cap by paying a lot of the cash up front, because you have the cash and you can pay the cash, and then that bonus you give is prorated, so the cap hit is like an accordion, and so it's not as preventive. It's good for the player, cash in hand, guaranteed money. It's also good for the team because you can spread that baby out.
Yep.
It's a great breakdown.
Therefore, ..
I like their chances of keeping them.
Sign Brandon Ayuk.
When I'm looking at the guaranteed numbers right now, guaranteed at signing, it is Tyreek at 52.5.
Where are you guys seeing that, by the way? Because I'm looking
at SpotTrack.
Well, but SpotTrack is telling me 72.2 guaranteed.
That's the practical guarantee. The practical guarantee.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, I'd have to look at the difference.
I like being practical. What's wrong with the practical guarantee?
I think the practical.
What guarantee are you talking about?
I'm talking about the actual guarantee. That's no matter what. The practical guarantee.
So this is including the injury guarantee.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And I think that if he plays throughout every year, then you hit the practical guarantee.
Correct.
But the actual guarantee, that's the base number.
Because you could
have
an injury settlement.
You're getting it.
Right.
He's getting 52.535. Yep. That's the number that you're going to get. That's like the baseball contract. You know, you sign it, you get it, no matter what.
What did, okay. So
Calvin Ridley's at 46.9.
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Yes, because he got, what did he get? He got 4 years, 92.
That sounds about right.
The funny money contract.
Right.
4 years, 92. That's at 23 a year, correct?
Exactly.
For the Tennessee Titans.
And his practical guarantee is only $50 million. So the majority of his guarantee,
okay,
he's going to get that. And
he's
then DJ Moore, and then Debo's fourth, tied with Jerry Jeudy and Michael Pittman Jr.
So Tyreek is still setting the market for guarantees at 52.5, and Calvin Ridley is only $3 million behind him.
He's 5.6 behind.
I thought you said 49.
46.9.
46.9.
Yeah, a lot of numbers here. A lot of numbers, my friends.
Well, then David's right. David's right, and we should sit with that for a second. If I'm Brandon, and maybe this helps us understand, and I hope this isn't getting too far in the weeds, because if you're sitting out there going like, I don't know, the practical guarantee, and
right,
the real
right
guarantee, and the AAV, and the like, I mean, it sounds like a Good Morning Vietnam sketch. Like, I'm with you. I'm not sitting here saying I understand how the whole thing works, you know, like an accordion, as you say, cash up front, all this. It gets really complex, especially
right
on the radio. But maybe this gives us a window into why the 49ers are uncomfortable right now with where the conversation is. And that's how I would describe it to someone. Oh, what's going on with the Brandon Ayuk contract? Like, why don't you just sign him? He's good. Right. So why is it uncomfortable? Because the Niners are at least uncomfortable enough that behind the scenes, they're not telling people, we're for sure not trading him. They're not doing that. And there are GMs rival GMs around the league that are whispering to reporters that Ayuk is available.
Unnamed executives.
And even David. When David said, why is he not going to be traded? Because the price is not right. Not because the 49ers are like, hell no, we're not doing it.
Right.
The price is not right. So this is why the 49ers are uncomfortable. I would bet that Ryan Williams, the agent, is saying, time to reset the market. We want that guarantee to be north of 52.5. And quite frankly, it's not crazy. You'll sit there and go, he's not Tyreek Hill. You're right. Not asking for $30 million a year. Funny money, what have you.
Right.
But if I asked you, is he $7 million better over 4 years than Calvin Ridley? Well, you bet your ass he is.
Yeah.
Of course he is. So I'm sure Ryan is asking for that, demanding that. We're going north of 52.5. And the Niners are like, can't do that. Can't do that. And so when we hear them say they're far apart, I do think we're probably having, it's not wrong, but we're probably having a simplistic conversation.
Exactly.
When we go, even TJ Houshmandzadeh, we're like, what's the numbers? 27. But that it has. He's talking about AAV. We're talking about, I don't think the Niners or Brandon are worried about the AAV. Like the conversation we had earlier, it's going to be north of 24 and it's going to be south of 30. How hard is this? Well, it probably is more like Brandon and his agent going, we'll take 60. And the Niners are like, we'll do 47. And that is a lot. That's a lot.
Guaranteed
that's,
money.
Yes, yes. That's a big gap. And so, yeah, going to be an uncomfortable summer.
Well, and also a lot of it is that second number, which is the practical guarantee, not to get too deep in the weeds, but a lot of times those guarantees come in your third year of your contract. So, and that's where the Tyreek Hill funny money conversation goes, because after 2 years, and TJ Houshmandzadeh said this yesterday, that contract that he has, he's going to play 2 years, and then they're probably going to rework it because the team doesn't want to pay him whatever that number is in year four. It's like $48 million or something obscene.
43.9.
They don't want to pay that.
Right.
So after 2 years, Tyreek, you're good. We like you. We're going to, you know, work this contract over again, give you some more of that good old guaranteed money that you want, and then spread it out a little bit again so that the Dolphins can avoid that cap hell. So I do think that second number is part of it as well, Mark, the practical guarantee. Yep. If he does get 4 and 27, that's a four-year, $108 million contract, but how much of that is fully guaranteed?
There you go.
And I think you're right. That would be where the team is kind of blushing. If he wants 60 of that guaranteed and the team is saying, we'll give you 48 of it guaranteed, that's $12 million real dollars.
And that's a big gap. Like, I think that it's really kind of interesting. I'd suggest this for every NFL fan, and SpotTrack is one place to do it.
Yeah.
But dive into these deals and understand them a little better. We're all cruising around with Tyreek Hill makes $30 million a year.
Right.
You want to know what he's making next year? He's actually making $19 million next year. He's not even making 20. And the world's running around going, he makes $30 million a year.
Right.
No, he's not. No, he's not. The article will tell you 4 years, $120 million. I can do math. That's $30 million a year. Well, nope. He's going to make 19 this year. And as far as a base salary, you want to know what he made last year? Barely more than Brock Purdy.
Right. 1.165.
But there's a signing bonus that's spread out over the whole deal.
Which is what David was talking
about.
That's
an extra $5 million each year. Like, this money comes in like eight different ways. You know, it's kind of like my bank account, actually.
Just
way smaller. Way smaller. So I think important to understand that if you do want to dive into conversations like this about a Brandon Ayuk, because it's not about $30 million a year, because no receiver's making $30 million a year. And you're right. Tyreek Hill is going to play this year at 19. He's going to play the following year at 21.8. And then the Dolphins are going to call his agent. And they're going to say, yeah, before we do 43.9 for 2026, let's take a look at how Tyreek's been doing the last couple of years.
Exactly.
And maybe we, let's either work something out. Let's do a new deal. Or Tyreek, go bye-bye.
Right.
and that's how it'll work.
And then the dead cap for them is only 11 as opposed to right now, which is 54.
Exactly.
So a lot of this is contract mumbo jumbo, but it is interesting when you want to have the conversation, because this is why it's not as easy as we're at 24, they're at 27. Let's get this thing done. Let's meet in the middle. 25-5, and we'll see you, Brandon, in July at camp.
Right.
It just doesn't work like that.
And all the guys want guarantees.
Like right.
All those other guys in the locker room want their guarantees.
And the team wants to keep good players, but they also don't want to give Brandon $60 million guaranteed, because then whoever's next and in the on-deck circle is your quarterback, he's going to look at that and go, all right,
yeah,
look at you handing out guaranteed money.
I think I want
some of that.
Our station has been talking about, since the moment John Lynch spoke yesterday, we've all been listening to the sound and sort of like trying to unpack it emotionally and in terms of words. For example,
a couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing, but with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish, and our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. You know, as such, you know, I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public, and so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and we'll focus on the draft here today.
So you can sense, it's not that he said anything that's earth-shattering there, it's just a feeling. There's a sense that feels very different. When he talked about Debo 2 years ago, I can't imagine not wanting Debo on this team. Then he talked about Bosa last year, and he's like, y'all can move on to the next question. Nick flipping Bosa, we have budgeted for this, and we're ready. Nick Bosa. You ask him about Brandon, he's like, yeah, so really want him here. And I don't want to put his business out in the public and having good talks. It's all good words. It's just a feeling. The feeling is there is some discomfort. And I think that that is the only way I can say it. It's genuine. I think there's some discomfort. I think that there is some discomfort on both sides. And so that's why the 49ers and the league, they're all aware that they're like, oh, there's phone calls being made. He admitted that, right? Like, yeah, anybody, you know, has anybody called you?
Sure. We receive calls about a lot of players. Yeah.
Okay. And what about permission for other teams?
Given permission to his side to go.
I'm not going to get in all those details. We're really focused on BA being part of us. He's under contract, and we're looking forward to that.
Okay. So, like, again, it's all good words, but you can sense the lack of confidence in this situation that he displayed in the last two.
Right, and the last one was a slam dunk where you have the best player in football defensively at the time, and you weren't going to let him go, and it was just a case of how much do you have to come up, and Nick eventually got $88 million guaranteed. So we're talking about Brandon looking to reset the market at wide receiver. Nick Bosa reset the market at edge rusher, defensive end, at $88 million, Brian Burns is at 76, and nobody else is even close to 50. So you look at this offseason with Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk, and David Lombardi made a very interesting case as to why Brandon thinks they should be the ones to reset the market. And it's, you know, the yak yards and the total yards and yards per catch and all the metrics we talked about yesterday where he's top two across the board. So
sometimes top one.
Yes.
There's deeper efficiency analytics that if you look at Brandon Ayuk, you can actually, if I'm his agent, I've got all kinds of documents I can put in front of the 49ers tomorrow that are like, he's the best receiver in football.
Yeah.
Tell me he's not. Look at this piece of paper. He's best receiver in football last year. There's a lot of metrics that suggest that. So it's a really good point that that he and you are bringing up. Let's go to the phones, except for there's a huge old super chat.
I see that.
Okay, so you got to read this because I also got to like, I got to shape the point a little bit. 300 IQ Gaming, first of all, thank you for being here. 1999 to say, just catching up, but saying you would keep a player and continue to lose means you're more of a fan of the player than a fan of the team. I would love Steph, but if it's going to set our franchise back, then I'm out.
Cash me out one time!
I'm glad you're saying that you're just catching up, because if you had heard it live, I think your take would be a little bit different. I did not, and I know you did not, Dibs, suggest that the Warriors should do anything that would set their franchise back. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, and the comment was, I would rather lose than trade Steph Curry. Part of that is because no good return for a trade even exists.
Right.
But secondarily, you can say that makes me a fan of the player more than the team. I would disagree. Steph Curry is the team. He built this place. He built that arena. He built these jerseys. He built those the statues that haven't even been built yet. And so, to me, a franchise for which you root is about so much more than wins and losses. So I would argue back with you a little bit there. I get where you're coming from, but where I'm coming from is I actually sort of feel bad for fans who only look at wins and losses, and that's all we're doing here. That's way too mathematical. It's way too unemotional for me. I don't even understand. Like, why don't you just pick a different team to root for then every year? If you've got no emotional attachment to a team,
I'm a Denver fan.
There you go. And I'll take Boston. All right, there's our teams. If that's all we're doing, if we don't care who's on the team and we're just going to root for wins and losses every year, then A, pick a new team every year, and B, what was the problem all you Giants fans had with the team the last 2 years? Stop telling us that there's no jersey to go by. But that matters to people. The emotional attachment is too great. You cannot trade Steph Curry. You can't even talk about it.
You were laying out a hypothetical anyway.
Yes.
About them. If it was a choice between keeping the core and losing and not having a championship for 7 years.
It was just
Steph. Yeah.
It was just Steph. It was, and yeah. The
or
two,
blowing it up. And,
right.
You know, it was just a hypothetical. And your greater point was, you know, you'd rather keep Steph and watch this end as opposed to blow it up and maybe have the chance, a promise of something in 10 to 15 years.
Which, and that's the other thing, there is no promise.
No, and I think that you can now serve both masters knowing that you're not a team probably chasing a championship. So you can give Pods and TJD and Kuminga and Moody, if he's still here, and whoever you get in the second round in the upcoming draft, and whatever free agents you get, you can give them a little bit more leash because you don't want to play your older guys that much anyway.
Right.
And you're probably not chasing a 58-win season.
Like, I mean, if you want to do math, and this hurts. Like, I wonder how you'd answer this. And then we'll go back. We see the Niner calls. We'll
go
back
to the phones.
No, but how would you answer this? What are the chances the Warriors win a title over the next decade?
I would say it is 5%.
Yeah, and you might be high.
Well, not anymore. It's been a long time since that was true. This guy's calling me out. A couple years late there, bucko.
Well, I don't know. You're
how
losing.
High are you?
You're losing. All, only reason I know you're not high is because you're losing weight. So you ain't got those munchies. But
I was expecting for Filmo Mike there. Dib smokes kush. But maybe later. Granny.
Anyway.
Dib smokes kush.
Yes,
Willard smokes beady.
There you go.
Shout out Filmo.
That was actually the name of my college roommate. That was his last name.
Beady.
Okay. Yeah. And it was true then. But anyway, go ahead.
Former Giants pitcher.
Correct.
Tyler Beady.
Yeah, not him.
No, okay.
He's a good dude, though, too. He went and pitched overseas for a while. I think he's back now.
Okay.
Is he pitching for Cleveland? Don't shrug your shoulders at me, Grandy,
you
who
know
knows everything.
Everything.
I know he was a Pirate at some point.
Yeah, I think he's on the Guardians. If he's on the Guardians, then you got to give me a point.
Yeah.
When you did that whole Robert Williams, Damian Lillard
thing. Tyler Beady is American professional baseball pitcher for the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, that's right.
Bam, 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 bam.
Score one for this side of the room.
Atta boy.
Right. Anyway.
That's strong.
Yeah. I think.
Anyway, you were calling me high.
You are.
Because I said 5%.
Like, I'm just, if y'all think that the.
And you said 10 years.
Right. Because if y'all think that this era, this is what everyone keeps telling me, is over, but that's going to take 2 or 3 years at least to play out. Now that gives you 7 more years. And how hard is it in the NBA to build a champion?
It's very difficult.
I mean, like,
think about how the Warriors did it.
Right.
You hit on 3 draft picks, and then you got Andre Iguodala, you got Andrew Bogut, and then you went on a run and you got it done. And forget the KD thing, because that was even more
that came
remarkable.
Next, yeah.
But to even get the first championship, you needed to hit on Steph, Clay, and Draymond. You needed to turn Monte Ellis into Andrew Bogut, and then you needed to get Andre Iguodala.
Yeah.
All that to win a championship. And now, Are you going to win one with Steph, Clay, and Dre in the last 3 to 5 of their career? And if not...
It would seem unlikely.
Okay, so if that's not likely, can you do it with your current core? Kuminga, Moody, Pods, and TJD. Is that going to graduate into a spot where they're going to be championship caliber in the next 5 to 10?
You look at all the stars, and this is true every year, who are running around like rats on a wheel in the NBA. Well, rats can be on a wheel, can't they? I mean,
a lot less cute.
Yeah, well, I like the big guys. Anyway, they're running around trying to find a championship. It happens every year. Okay, Chris Paul, James Harden, Paul George at one point was that. Kyrie Irving, I know he has one in the back pocket already. Kevin Durant has been doing it for the last couple of years. Joel Embiid is it going to stay there? All of these players who are either available or not, they're running around the league looking for a ring, and a lot of them, Dame Lillard, will never get there. A lot of them will absolutely never. It is next to impossible.
Yeah.
So that's why when you say 5% chance over the next decade, yes, sir, you might be high.
Yeah, there you have it. Seven teams have won a title in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Seven different
franchises.
Teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rich in Fremont, back to the Niners. Hey, Rich, what's up?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Look, I think really that it's absurd that we're even having the conversation about Brandon Ayuk getting traded. It's just absurd. I mean, I look at the NFL, I've been watching for a while. I look at what he did this last season. Look, if I'm the brain trust of San Francisco and I trade Brandon Ayuk, and as a fan, I have no faith in the brain trust of San Francisco anymore, okay, if they do that. Okay, it's just ludicrous to even consider doing it, okay? They had to open their wallet for Nick Bosa. They had to open their wallet for Debo. And guess what? When you did that, look where it put you. It puts you inside the Super Bowl. So as far as I'm concerned, you're not going to stop opening that wallet now, okay? Because you're ready to go back to the Super Bowl with the core you got now. You let go of Brandon Ayuk, guess what? Brock Purdy's ability to deliver the football to a good receiver is going to change dramatically. That's all I got, guys. Thanks.
Yep, Rich, thanks. I mean, I tend to agree. I do think it's a little bit more complex than that. It's not just about open up the wallet because you're dealing with a hard cap league. And so, yes, there are constraints. I think they get overplayed sometimes by the team because I do believe largely in cap schmap. I do. Like, we've watched it. I'll never forget the offseason, two off seasons ago, when the 49ers were like, yep, every expert's like they've got no cap room and they've got 6 free agents that they want to keep and $0 on the cap. This is when Trent Williams needed a new deal. Okay? They kept them all. The thing is so able to be manipulated.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
It's a manipulation sensation.
It's a manipulation sensation.
Granny's busy, so I'll just do it for him.
Yeah, it's fine.
Cha-ching! Good hustle.
So I do think there does need to be, and Brandon and his agent know this, there needs to be some accountability with the organization. You do need to hold their feet to the fire and say, no, I'm not letting you kind of lowball me. But we do have to acknowledge it's not just open season. You can't just go like, yeah, you, everybody get paid. Brock Purdy, you step up, $50 million for you. There are cap casualties every year for every team.
Yes, but the way David Lombardi laid it out, he from The Athletic, is you can do cash if you're a team that has cash, and this ownership does have it. You can pay a lot of cash up front. You can prorate the bonus out, lessening the cap hit year over year, and you can kind of do what they've done to so many players, and that's restructure if you get into a spot where you don't like the contract anymore with the player, but you want to keep the player, you restructure. You give more cash up front, and if you have cash on hand, you can do that, and you spread the money out even further, and you continue to kick the can down the road.
Hmm.
And they've done that with Kittle. They did it with... Fred Warner, they did it with so many players where you have them come in and you restructure. They get more of their money now.
Yep.
And, you know, they spread it out over multiple years.
I just think there would be two things that I find very, very disappointing if Ayuk were to be traded on Thursday night. Two of them. And one of them is that a characteristic of the Niners kind of falls apart. And Lombardi, who joined us earlier, has been really good through the recent years in talking about something that is a 49er philosophy. And I like it to be a philosophy with all sports teams, which is that when you draft a player, you develop a player, and that player becomes really good, you keep that player, especially when they're in their prime. When they're in their mid-20s, you keep that player. That's an unthinkable idea. Imagine if Brandon Ayuk were a baseball or a basketball player. Imagine it, okay? At age 26, that player is like contract time. Can you imagine your baseball or basketball team just being like, eh, not interested. Let's move on. What are we doing? This is as good as it gets. It doesn't get any better than that in sports. You draft, you develop, they become really good, you keep. If you let them go in that moment, you know who you are? You're the Las Vegas A's.
I thought you were going to go Los Angeles Clippers.
That's what the A's do. That's the characteristic of the A's. Draft, develop, get good, trade. Yuck.
Yeah.
So that would be really disappointing to me. And then secondarily, the second part that would be so disappointing is I think so many of you look at this and the business puzzle pieces are interesting. So we're like, ooh, what if we got the number 11 pick? Okay, that's exciting. Just imagine week one. And tell me who's lining up opposite Debo. I would feel a tremendous hole in the 49ers offensive game plan if that person is someone other than Brandon Ayuk. We are like free agency is done.
Yeah, but David with a good counterpoint to that in saying if you find a way to get a right tackle and you get that much better at pass protection, it does offset a lot of the loss in what you'd suffer from Brandon Ayuk to whoever you would have at wide receiver. Because that is something that he said statistically is their biggest weakness right now, which is pass protection on the right side of their offensive line. And I thought that was an interesting way to, because you and I went back and forth on that about replacing him with a rookie, a highly drafted rookie at receiver.
It's a good answer. It still doesn't tell me who's catching the ball. Who do the 49ers have that can run more than 15 yards down the field on a pass play?
They got a couple guys.
Who?
Danny Gray.
Come on,
speed
man.
Speed burner.
Come on, man.
Put some
man.
Respect on that man.
That's exactly my point. That's
you give him a chance, Mark. You're like Steve Kerr. You don't like the young people.
Not when I'm about to win a Super Bowl. You're damn right.
Well,
I ain't handing the rock.
4-3-3 in the 40.
Oh, exciting.
Let Danny cook.
Do you know that, like, every receiver who goes to the combine runs a 4-3 or a 4-4? All of them. And every year, we're back to go, we got to draft that guy. He runs a 4-4. They all do.
They drafted him.
It doesn't mean they're going to be good.
The third round pick. Give him a chance.
It doesn't mean they're going to be good.
Draft, I like that pick.
I love the player. Draft, develop, keep. You just said it.
Right.
They drafted him.
And it's already been done.
They haven't developed him.
No, you don't get to do it with everybody. My point is when
you don't get to pick and choose.
No, yes. You're misunderstanding my point. My point is when it works. There's nothing better in sports than drafting a player. You develop him and it works. And then he's really good. Top of the league type player. It's unthinkable to let someone like that go. I just find
it's not unthinkable. They've done it.
When?
They got a top half pick back for DeForest Buckner.
Right.
And drafted, developed, and didn't keep.
Right. And it blew up in their face, number one.
Well, the player they picked turned out to not be the guy.
Oh, so you're saying the surefire pick to replace the guy sometimes doesn't work.
You're saying that because it didn't work once, it can never work again.
No, I'm not saying it can never work again. I'm saying every single day of the week, it's a bad bet. It is a bad, unnecessary bet. It didn't work last time. Lombardi straight told you that he was shocked they got a pick that high and won't this time around. So you can just like blow off your whole idea of a top 15 pick for Brandon, unless you're talking about a pick swap, which is to me even worse. It's even worse because you don't have needs like that going into the top 15 in the draft, and you're taking a complete chance that whoever you get stinks or is just mid. Not good enough.
Could be the next Jerry Rice. 6'4", 205.
I mean,
you take 31 and Brandon Ayuk, you move up, you take Marvin Harrison Jr., and you ride the rookie to the Super Bowl.
How are you getting Marvin? I love that you. How are you getting Marvin Harrison Jr.?
At number 5. That's how. You trade 31 and Ayuk.
So Barnwell.
You move up to 5. Yeah, I love Barnwell.
And didn't you?
Damn genius.
Didn't you lose a pick in the late rounds, too?
It's a swap.
Of what? Like a third for a sixth?
A third for a sixth. You got thirds coming out of your ears. You got more thirds than you know what to do with. Take a big swing.
Listen.
Take a chance for once in your life.
I hope they do it. You want to know why? Because you and I would have a great show Friday.
Yeah.
Because I will come in here and Homer Willard would torch the living hell out of the 49ers if they were to do Bill Barnwell's fantasy trade soiree.
Let me ask you one thing.
A homer?
Let me ask you one thing.
Terrible idea.
What do you tell everybody at 5:56 each and every day on this program?
I say, shoot your shot. It's, well, I can't complete the sentence, so then the show ends.
But you know what it is.
I do.
And that's all that John's going to do.
No.
John's
this is
listener.
The opposite of shooting your
this
shot.
This is exactly what it is.
Taking a flyer on someone who's never played before.
Guy's shoot on his way to Canton.
Shoot your shot is pay Brandon and let's go win the ball next year. Please.
You're saying no to a guy who's a surefire Hall of Famer. He's already halfway to Canton.
No, I'm saying yes to a guy who's already good in the NFL. That's what I'm saying. All right. We got more calls to get to, and we will. Oh, I did go in the lab and get my draft crush.
Oh, I love this.
You want to hear my draft crush?
Tease it.
All right.
I'm into it.
Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Absolutely terrifying. The guy is disgusting.
Yeah.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Draft crush.
You got one?
Yeah.
I'm anxious to hear.
Available in the second round.
Really? You got him at a second round grade?
I do.
Okay.
I listed out all my grades.
I love it.
No, he has to have like a number one overall grade that's going to be there in the second round.
No, he's going to be available in the second round, and I grade him as a late first.
Huge.
Yeah. Value pick.
At 63.
More importantly, this man can learn for a year, and then when the 49ers cut Deebo Samuel next year,
oh God,
he can be ready to take over the role. Much younger, cheaper, but the same thick legs.
This is kind of awkward. Do you have the draft chime before he reveals the pick so we can all get excited that the pick is in?
Yeah. Wow, that was brutal, Lucas.
Sounds like we were at the vet that and the cat's got like the stomach flu.
That was brutal.
Yeah,
you don't have that thingamabob?
Ding, he's ding, too busy ding, eating. Ding. Everyone's eating.
I definitely had it at the old building, but I just tried to do it,
and I sounded like the news was about to be delivered at the top of the hour.
Go again.
Do.
I like mine better.
Yeah, no, yours was really unsettling.
Meow, 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 meow. That's what yours was. Well, thank you.
That was perfect.
With the 63rd pick in the NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Malachi Corley, wide receiver, Western Kentucky. Yeah, Malachi Corley. Malachi Corley. He is a...
Who are you?
He's a Yak King. They call him the Yak King, Lucas. He knows how to run a route and then take off with the ball and break a tackle.
It's a good pick.
And he likes to do things closer to the line of scrimmage. He's built like a running back, but he runs like a wide receiver.
5'11", 215, with an arm length of 32 and an eighth, Mark.
I love his arm length. I love his mom and dad.
I like the player.
He's a great family. I like the pick. Malachi Corley.
First team All-Conference USA, led the team with 79 grabs, 11 receiving touchdowns. Set the school record with 259 career receptions.
Is this the guy they're saying is the next Deebo?
Dibs, you can't tackle him with one person. You need two. You're going to need two people to tackle
him. Sturdy build allows him to take on play aggression and a heavy workload.
That's right.
Runs routes with leverage. Has late twitchy hands to snatch throws suddenly.
I do love a twitchy hands.
And he's got a flexible torso. Allows for full rotation. He creates chunk plays through vision and cutbacks.
Sounds like somebody you might like to take to prom, let alone draft.
Truck-stick power to break tackles.
Truck-stick.
And punish perimeter defenders.
Malachi Corley.
He told Kay Adams this morning that the only player whose tape he watches is Deebo Samuel.
Yeah! That's my guy. That's my draft crush right there.
He has a tendency to struggle with contested catches.
It's okay.
He allows defenders to play through him and disturb his catch space.
Kyle Shanahan will scheme him open, so he does not need to do things.
Here's one for you.
That are contested.
He needs to become a more stationary target when squatting in zones. He's not good at squatting, Grandy.
In the squat.
Gotta be better at squatting in zones. Well, I mean, that's obvious.
We'll introduce him to Mike Kruko and he'll learn how to do the squat.
Lacking desired ball skills to win the 50-50 balls downfield.
Desired ball skills?
He doesn't have ball skills and he can't squat.
I don't agree with that at all. I think he's a sleeper and a sneaky pick.
Here's one from an NFC scout, an unnamed NFC scout.
Unnamed.
Quote, teams will see him as a perimeter running back since he basically had so many lateral handoffs in their passing game. Mm-hmm. I think he could be more than that if you ask him to do more. Sounds Deebo-esque to me.
And all you have to do is ask.
Would you mind being like Deebo in the lateral running game, the perimeter running game?
Sir, could I have a word with you? We were wondering, would you be interested in being better at football than you currently are and making more money?
All of that breakdown was courtesy NFL.com. I want to give credit where credit's due. That was Chad Reeder with the full breakdown.
Malachi Corley, wide receiver, Western Kentucky.
All right. The pick is in.
That's my guy right there.
I like it.
That's my dog. That's
the guy is disgusting.
Yeah, it's going to be a yes from me, dog.
I like the player.
All right. Let's go to Telmo on 280. Telmo, what are you doing?
Well, I'm no longer on 280. I have since parked.
Oh, where'd you park?
Snowy Valley, by my restaurant.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's your restaurant?
Yeah.
It's a Portuguese restaurant called Uma Casa on Church Street.
Is it good?
I like to think so. I own it.
Yeah, can we come eat there sometime?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys, get my number off there or something. I'd love to have you guys in. If you've never tried Portuguese food, come on in.
I just went to NFL.com and there's a scouting report on your restaurant. Would you like to hear it? Lovely ambiance.
It probably says could do more if asked.
Lovely ambiance, epic cocktails, great service, and cozy location. Great for formal and informal, as well as family dining.
Nice uptick.
Thank you.
Okay, there it is.
It's the official scouting report.
Telmo. What? No, I want to. I want everybody. We're going to send everybody your way. What's the name one more time?
Uma Casa.
Uma Casa, UMACASA, San Francisco's only Portuguese restaurant. And right, actually, this week happens, we're in the middle of California-wide thing. It's Portuguese Restaurant Week, so we have a special menu going on with some of the more traditional and classic Portuguese dishes.
Okay.
Nice. Full of chock full of value. It's a value pick.
Perfect. All right.
I like the pick.
All right. Now you
like the pick.
You have to send us like $1,000 now, but other than that, yeah, like, I mean,
sorry about that.
You have some sports takes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go.
That's what I was on hold for. So all the nonsense about, real quick, about trading Stephen Curry, stop it. It's ridiculous. You sound silly. I know everybody wants clicks and reads and views, and that's just hot take garbage. The guy, look, you have one of the most rarest birds in the world in your hand, one of the most valuable birds, the rarest cockatoo ever, and you're willing to trade it for three in some bush somewhere that might end up being cool? It's silly. It goes beyond. He averaged one more point this year than his career average. He's in the running for clutch player of the year. He played part of the season without Draymond, which we all know his stats are better with him. He had so much value in terms of viewership and filling seats in the arena. Just stop it with all that. In terms of Brandon Ayuk, which is the topic du jour, here's the thing about Brandon Ayuk. And you guys can, off the air, tell me what's the last 49ers player that got their big contract and then went on to have a better season or seasons than the seasons prior to their contract, which led them to get paid. Because Brandon Ayuk, if he has it in his head that he wants to be the top paid receiver, because every wide receiver is a diva and they all think they're the best, well, that's just not in the cards, and he doesn't have the leverage to do that. So the thing is there a part of Shanahan or John Lynch that remembers the Brandon Ayuk of 2 or 3 years ago that was in the doghouse, that was unreliable, that had drops, and maybe there's a little voice in the back of their head saying, hey, if we give this guy all this money, is he going to go back to being that guy? You guys have kids. You know how it is. They want the cookie, and if you say, okay, if you behave, I'm going to give you the cookie, and then you give them the cookie, and half an hour later, they're back to being a little demon.
Oh.
Is there a little voice in the back of Shanahan and Lynch's head that says, hey, if we pay this guy, is he going to go back to that guy that gave us headaches in these other seasons?
So this is, yeah.
Thanks, Telmo. We're up against it, Telmo.
Well, hang on. No, Lucas had an extra question for Telmo.
Oh, wow.
What do you want to ask him, Lucas?
Well, I'm just trying to cross-reference a couple things Telmo told us. Going back to his restaurant, looks great, and thanks for calling in. Great, great takes on the stuff he talked about.
Oh,
I'm stuck on the Portuguese restaurant part of this.
Is this a question for him, or am I supposed to let him go?
No, you can keep him around. Okay. It's a question. You say you're the only Portuguese restaurant in the city, but also it's Portuguese Restaurant Week in the city? What's going on here?
No, it's it's Portuguese. So the Portuguese consulate here in San Francisco, it's Portuguese Restaurant Week in all of California. Last year was only Bay Area restaurants. There's some in Sonoma, some in San Jose. We're the only one in San Francisco. And this year there's a few more in Southern California, in L.A., the Valley, and I think one in San Diego. But we're all participating. We all have special menus. For us, we have a special prefix three-course menu that really offers a good value on a lot of the traditional dishes for people to familiarize themselves with Portuguese.
So you really got the market covered here in San Francisco. Good stuff, Telmo.
Telmo, I tell you what, I love that you had an answer. Thank you, Telmo.
Too long
you
had answer, an answer. Though.
No, but it's your fault.
Terrible question.
You tried to pin him.
Great question.
You tried to pin him.
I'm not with you on this one, Luke.
You tried to pin him. You thought you were fact-checking him, and he checked you back.
Ooh, chickity check.
Well, number one, I didn't believe that we only have one Portuguese restaurant in San Francisco. Number two, I didn't believe there was a Portuguese restaurant week.
You
such a thing as
that.
You're
calling Telmo a liar, and you were wrong. You should apologize to Telmo.
He knows I'm.
And to answer his question, I don't think Brandon Ayuk was that big of a problem 2 years ago, number one. And number two, if the 49ers were worried about him, they wouldn't be like asking for a top 15 pick in order to trade him. But it's time to go. Grandy, what do you got?
We're going to hear Bonte and Shasky talk about maybe trading Steph.
Oh.
Yeah, and then maybe you guys responding to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds salacious and wonderful. I would stay tuned. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. Full hour, best of the game. That's our guy, Grandy. And that's what's coming up. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
I do. It was fun today.
Okay. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.